Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. The Voice of Hope is here to encourage you in your walk with God. And I believe, as I shared last week, God is getting ready to pour out His glory and power in the earth. I believe in these last days we're coming into the greatest harvest in the history of the church. I believe that God is going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. God's going to do signs and wonders and miracles, and we're going to see many people come to Jesus Christ in these last days. But for that to happen, God is looking for people of faith. And I want to talk today about faith in action. There are a lot of people that say they have faith, but faith is evidenced by what you do. And so God is looking in these last days to show forth His power and His glory and through people of faith. We learn to walk in faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see God do miracles in our life and the lives of other people. But I want to begin today by looking at three different types of faith. First one is trust, then hope, and then faith. And sometimes we get these confused. I talked 2 weeks ago about trust in God. And the scripture verse I looked at was Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. If you have a pen and paper, you can write these scriptures down. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. In other words, sometimes we just have to trust God. We don't understand what's happening, but we just have to trust God. See, trust is the foundation of everything. You know, you trust God that God loves you. You trust that God cares for you. You trust that He is able to do what He has promised to do. Trust in God is very important. And He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on to your understanding. Trust Him when you don't even understand why things are happening, they're happening. He says, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. In other words, in all your ways, give God credit. Look to God. Put your trust in God. Talk about God. And so in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. In other words, don't think you always have the answer to everything. No, trust God. God's smarter than we are. God's got more power and ability than we have. Trust in God. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That is, if you trust God, you'll have a respect for God. And you won't do things that are bad and evil, things that are against His will, because you trust in Him. We all need people we trust in, and we need to trust most of all in God. And verse 8 says, He will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. See, people who don't trust in God are worried and anxious and fearful and discouraged. All those things bring bad health. Now, when you walk in love, hope, and joy, which come from the Holy Spirit, that comes out of a trust in God. So when things go bad, you don't get worried and anxious and discouraged because you trust God. When things go bad, you are joyful. Why? Because you trust God. So trust is the foundation of everything. The second aspect is hope. Now Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we see in that scripture verse, faith and hope are two different things. Hope is an expectation of something. You're expecting something. You're hoping for something. But faith is an action. And sometimes people get hope and faith confused. Just because you're expecting something isn't enough. No, you have to have faith, which produces action. So it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance is when something becomes real. So you're hoping for something, but faith makes it become a reality. It's the evidence of things not seen. So a lot of people, they may trust God, they may hope in God, but are they walking in faith? Is there faith in action? And faith is required for God to do miracles in our lives. So today I'm talking about faith, having faith in our lives. You know, it says, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so faith must be operating in our life. We must walk in faith in God. And the great example of faith that we see in James chapter 2, verse 14 through 24, is Abraham. And James teaches here, faith without works is dead. In other words, faith without action is dead. And he gives the example of Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith. Abraham was a great man of faith. But when God called Abraham to leave his home and to go on a journey to a place he didn't know, and God would make him a great nation and bless him, Abraham, by faith, left his home, left everything he had to follow God. See, faith required action. Without action, there wasn't really any faith. Faith is dead without action. So Abraham believed God, and he began this journey with God into the unknown. See, faith leads us into things we don't know. Faith does the impossible. And so then later on, God asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac. And so Abraham, God speaks to Abraham in the night, I want you to offer your son Isaac as a sacrifice to kill him. And it says, in the morning, Abraham got up and went up to Mount Moriah. He made an altar, put wood on it, and put his son on the altar, tied his son on the altar, took up his knife to kill his son because he believed God. He believed that God could even raise the dead. He believed God, and Isaac was the son of promise. It was the son of blessing. It was the only son he had, the only child he had. But Abraham was willing to lay it all down in obedience to God because he had faith in God. And when Abraham lifted up that knife to kill his son, God stopped him and said, Abraham, now I know that you really have faith in me. And the Bible says, James 2, 24, Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Faith requires action. Because Abraham believed God, he was counted righteous. In other words, he was became in right relationship with God. Faith and action brings you into a relationship with God, brings you to a deep relationship with God. Faith and action, because he had believed God, it was accounted him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God because Abraham obeyed God and did what God called him to do. See, Abraham was an ordinary man. He wasn't a preacher or a teacher. He was a herdsman. He took care of animals. But when God told Abraham to do something, he obeyed God. Even though it looked impossible, he was willing to make any sacrifice necessary to obey God because he trusted in God. He had an expectation of God, hope, but he had faith in action. And God is looking for men and women in Bungoma County, in Africa, all over the world, to show forth his glory and his power to fulfill his promises for people who put their faith into action in the middle of difficult times. You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Peter walking on water in Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. And in this story, Jesus had just fed 5,000 men with five little loaves of bread and two fishes. 5,000 men, they said that didn't count women and children. So you have 5,000 men, and there are always more women than men. So there was a lot more women than men, and then there's always more children than there are women and men. So there was easily 20,000 people that were there, and Jesus fed them with five little pieces of bread and two fish. You know, sometimes we wonder how God's going to supply our needs. Jesus loves to do the impossible. Jesus loves to show forth the glory of God. Jesus can do anything. And Jesus can meet your need. He can give you food. He can provide everything you want. But he requires faith. And faith requires action in our lives, something we need to do. And the disciples had to take that little bread and little fish and break it and give it to people. And as they broke the fish, it became more fish. They broke it and it multiplied as they gave it. They didn't have a whole huge basket of fish, a whole huge truck of fish to feed 20,000 people. They had one little fish And they broke it and it multiplied as they broke it. You see, faith was an action. And so then after that, Jesus told the disciples, I want you to get in a boat and cross the lake. And Jesus did not get in a boat with them. He told them, I want you to get in a boat and cross the lake. He commanded them to do it. So that's what they did. And Jesus sent the people away, and he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. And so the disciples were doing the will of God, the will of Jesus, by crossing the lake. But when they got into the lake, a great storm came upon the lake. And it says that Jesus was praying on the mountain, and in the spirit, he could see the disciples struggling in the midst of this big storm on the lake. And it says, in the fourth watch, which was between 3 and 6 in the morning, Jesus came walking in the storm. The storm was still there. There was no peace. He came walking in the storm toward the boat in the middle of the lake. The disciples cried out in fear because they thought it was an evil spirit or a demon or something that was coming toward them. And so they were fearful. You know, sometimes when we get in a storm, we get fearful. We think the enemy's attacking us. We think all these bad things. We become fearful of curses and all these things, you know. And we need to understand that when we are disciples of Jesus Christ, you know, we need to remember these are disciples of Christ. They were in the boat of salvation. They were disciples of Christ. See, you don't have fear. You don't have to have fear if you're a believer, if you're a disciple in Christ, if you've been born again. If you've been born again, you get in the boat of the church. You get in the boat of the gospel. And as a disciple of Christ, you can walk in faith and not in fear. You don't need to be fearful of ancestors and ancestral spirits and demons and all those things. If you're in the boat that Jesus told you to get in, the boat of salvation, and if you believe in Jesus, and you're doing what Jesus calls you, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ. If you haven't given your life to Christ, you need to give your life to Christ today. You need to accept Jesus as your Savior. And not only that, you need to become a follower of Jesus Christ. And so these were disciples in the boat. And Jesus appears in the storm. So the storm has not gone away. The storm is still there. Sometimes we're in the middle of a storm. We're in the middle of problems and difficulties, challenges in our lives. There isn't enough money. There isn't enough food. There's sickness and disease and other things. You know, instead of becoming all afraid of the devil, we need to focus on Jesus Christ. And so Jesus came walking in the storm to them. And at first they were afraid. Then Jesus said, peace be unto you. It's me. And when Peter recognized the voice of Jesus, then Peter said something very unusual. He said, can I come walking on the water to you? Now, no one in their mind knows that you can, everyone knows that you can't walk on water. That's an impossible thing to do. What caused Peter to think that he could walk on water? The reason Peter thought he could walk on water is because he saw Jesus and he heard the voice of Jesus. See, when we're in the midst of our storm and our problem, the first thing that's important to have faith is we need to look to Jesus and we need to hear the voice of Jesus. Don't listen to other voices. Don't look to other people. Look to Jesus. And Hebrews 12:2, it says, look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2, look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That is, faith begins with Jesus and faith continues with Jesus. We have to continue, if we're going to walk in faith, we have to continue to listen to Jesus and focus on Jesus. And so when Peter heard Jesus' voice and he saw Jesus, then faith arose in his heart. And when faith arose in his heart, he did something impossible. He stepped out of the boat onto the water. And I'm sure all the other disciples in the boat say, Peter, don't get out of the boat. You'll drown. Don't get out. The storm is bad. You know, when we get ready to step out in faith in God, people will discourage us. They'll say, oh, no one has ever done that. That's impossible to do. And you can't listen to other people. If you hear God's voice and you're looking to Jesus, you need to be willing to step out in faith, even when other people discourage you from doing that. So Peter steps out of the boat, and I call that an act of faith. Faith begins with an act, begins with a first step. So he did something in faith. You know, we have to act on our faith. You know, and I have a men's breakfast at my church the first Saturday of every month. And the men of our church get together, and we share together, and we talk together, we eat some food together, and I share a word with them, and then we pray for each other. And the other Saturday, we had two men healed in our men's breakfast. One was having an extreme pain in his shoulder, and so several of the men laid hands on him. We prayed for him, God, to heal his shoulder, and then we went to pray for some other people. And as we were praying for some other people, I looked back at this man named Michael, and he was just moving that shoulder, up and down, moving that shoulder, moving that shoulder. And I didn't get a chance to speak with Michael right away, and he left before I got to talk to him because I was praying with other people. But the next day on Sunday, that was Saturday, on the next day on Sunday, I saw him in church. And I said, Michael, how's your shoulder? And he said, after I got out of the men's meeting, I went and worked in my shamba for 5 hours with no pain. I have no pain today. See, Michael did an action. He began to move that arm in faith. And because of an action of faith, God healed his arm. Then there was another man who came who was having pain, a great pain in his back. It's called the sciatic nerve. It's a nerve that goes from your back down to your leg. And when it's having a problem, it shoots pain down your back and down to your leg. It's extremely painful. And so he woke up on Saturday morning and he was thinking about going to the doctor, a special doctor that's open on Saturday, to see if he could get some relief for his pain. But instead he decided to come to men's breakfast and believe God. We laid hands on Bill and we prayed for him. And I watched, and Bill began to move that leg up and down. At first, you could see the pain on his face. He was moving up and down. There was still pain on his face, moving left and right, walking around. And then slowly, the pain began to go away. And the next morning, Sunday, I also saw Bill in church. I said, Bill, how is that leg? He said, I've had no more pain in that leg. Bill was acting upon his faith. He was doing something. Maybe you have a financial need. You need to give some money. Don't give some money to your friend or relative, because they can pay you back. Jesus says, if you love your friends and do good for them, how is that faith? No, they're going to do good back to you. No, give your money to your church. Give your money to someone in need who can't give it back to you. That's giving in faith. You know, when I have a great bill that I need to pay and I don't have money to pay for it, I give my money away because I don't have money to pay the bill. I might as well believe God. But do it in obedience to God. God says, give money, then give money. Do what he says. That's an act of faith. And so Peter stepped out in faith, an act of faith. But then Peter had to begin to walk on the water. See, sometimes there's an act of faith, but sometimes you have to walk in faith. In other words, sometimes God tells you to do something, you do it, and you don't see a miracle right away. But you have to continue to walk every day in faith. I've been praying for this lady who's been dealing with some health issues, and she's still struggling with them, and I encourage her every day. Get up every day expecting God to heal you today. That's hope. And if God tells you to do something, go do it despite the pain that you're having in your body. Go do it. That's an act of faith. Every day expect God to do it. Every day act in faith. So we trust God, we expect from God, and then we act in faith. So Peter began to walk on the water. But then Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. Remember, look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And so Peter, as long as he looked at Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But when he looked away from Jesus and saw the storm, then his faith went away and he went down the water. And the problem that many of us face in our lives is that we maybe step out in faith, maybe we begin to walk in faith, but then the problem grows bigger. The problem grows harder. And because of that, we take our eyes off of Jesus and put our eyes on the problem. Or we take our eyes off Jesus and we put our trust in men to supply our needs. See, Bill, instead of going to the doctor, came to men's breakfast and God healed him. And so sometimes God is calling us to a place of faith, an act of faith, and to walk in faith. But to do that, we first of all need to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The second thing is we need to hear the voice of God. says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing. Hearing who? Hearing God. And we learn to hear God by faith. And as we hear God, it produces faith in our life. See, you need to learn to get into this word of God, because the word of God introduces you to God. It helps you know who God is. It helps you understand how God works and how God thinks. You may not understand everything in the word, but just begin to study the word. Begin to read the word, and it'll give you more and more understanding of God. Read the gospel. See the miracles of Jesus Christ. See what Jesus did. Read the book of Acts and see how the power of God operated in the early church. You see, the word of God builds our faith, and our faith enables us to hear God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? God. And our ability to hear God comes from knowing the word of God. See, God is looking for a people that know how to walk in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, God is wanting to raise up a people that know their God, a people who walk in trust in God, a people who have hope and expectation. No matter what's happening in your life, trust in God. Don't lean onto your own understanding. Trust in him with all your heart. Acknowledge him in everything you do. And then have hope. Get up every day expecting God to do something. And as you expect God to do something, God's going to begin to speak to you what you should do. Say, God, what do you want me to do? God, I trust you. I'm expecting something from you. Now, what do you want me to do? And whatever God tells you to do, you do. Say, well, how do I know God's telling me something? God, we hear God's voice by our relationship with the Holy Spirit and through the Word. See, God just puts, when I'm praying about something, God just puts a thought in my mind. And I begin to pray according to the thought God puts in my mind. If it's a thought of faith. Now, if it's a thought of discouragement, that's not God speaking. If it's a thought of faith, I feel like maybe God wants me to do something. Many a times I've been praying for a need, and God will speak to me. I'll just hear a prompt. I want you to give so-and-so so much money, or I want you to give so much money in the offering at church. And so I feel that in my spirit, and so I go do it. And when I do it, God opens the door and brings provision for you. See, God can provide and heal everywhere. He just doesn't do it in one country. God is the same everywhere. And God wants to display his glory and power in your life, in your church, in your community. But you can't be overwhelmed by the works of the enemy. You have to begin to trust in God. Jesus said in John 14, 10, 11, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. So Jesus said, I only speak what the Father tells me to speak, and I only do what the Father tells me to do. See, Jesus healed everybody that came to him because he did what the Father told him to do. And when you walk in obedience to God, in faith, you're going to see God work in your life. And then he says, if you don't believe me because of what I say, believe me for my works. See, people get tired of just hearing about Jesus. They want to see the power of God. They want to see the power of Jesus Christ working. God wants to show forth his power in Bungoma. God wants to show forth his power in Kenya. God wants to show forth his power in Uganda. God wants to show forth his power in Burundi. God is looking for a people who will rise up in faith in the midst of difficult situations that they're in the midst of their storms, who will not look to the problem, but will look to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, who will listen to the voice of Jesus so that God can work in their lives and show forth his glory and power. In John 14, 12 through 14. See, in John 14, 10 through 11, Jesus said he is going to do great works. He said, believe me for my work's sake. But then in John 14, verse 12, he said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also. And even greater works than these will you do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But Jesus said earlier, the reason God answered his prayers is because he said, I speak only what the Father tells me to speak, and I do only what the Father tells me to do. And so we need to begin to hear the voice of Jesus. And we begin to do what the Word of God tells us to do. And as we do that, God's going to demonstrate his power. Signs and wonders follow the preaching of the gospel. As you talk about Jesus Christ, Jesus is going to prove himself by doing miracles. In John 14, 15 through 18, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him and knows him, but you know him because he dwells in you and will be in you. So we do this work out of our relationship with God, out of the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit just doesn't manifest himself in church. It's just not a manifestation of the Spirit operates through faith, and it brings glory to God. And so we live in challenging times. That's the truth. But God wants to do great things in us. God wants to do great things in you. And God is looking for a people who will rise up in faith, who will walk with God, listen to the voice of God, and do what God tells them to do. In faith, expecting God to do it. So I just want to encourage you today. Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to the voice of hope today. I pray that you will encourage their heart by your Holy Spirit. First of all, I pray they will trust in you. No matter what's going on in their life, they will trust you, Lord God, that you are in control, that you are all powerful, and that you love them, that you care for them, Lord God, that you understand the problem they're going through. May they just trust in you. May they not lean to their own understanding. May they just not, may they not trust in other people, but may they trust in you and you alone. And Lord, I pray that you'll build up in them a spirit of expectation. May they get up every morning, not only trusting you, but expecting something from you, Lord God. Having a hope in you, expecting, God, what are you going to do today? Man, I'm looking forward, God, to what you're going to do. May they get up expecting you, even in the midst of the storm. May they get up expecting you, Lord God. And as they expecting something from you, Lord God, I know that they will hear your voice. As they look and focus upon you, the author and finisher of your faith, as they hear your voice, give them faith to act on what you tell them to do, Lord God, to do what you tell them to do, Lord God. And Lord, I know that you are going to show forth your glory and power in these last days, and that we're coming into the greatest days of the history of the church. Just minister to your people now, in Jesus' name, amen. You can always, if you miss a message or want someone to hear my message, you can always hear them on thevoiceofhopetoday.org. Go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org. I post all my messages on my website. May you have a great week walking with the Lord. Be encouraged today that God loves you and God is on your side. God bless. Bye-bye.